Preston and Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth? And nothing but the truth? You want answers? You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Welcome to Monday Morning. I am your host, Justin Clark. Today on the program, I looked at my stock account on Friday, ruined the weekend. Bad, bad idea. I keep telling you not to do that, and I'm doing it myself. Stupid. Ridiculous. A crazy weekend, really, for me. No relaxation, I would say, at all. And plenty more to get to. Little Sean gets us off his lawn in hour number two. Quick housekeeping before we begin. I will take your calls. I will take your text messages. Here is the phone number, 321-339-1055. Download the Florida Man radio app and listen to us right there around the world. But a great show lined up for you this morning on the live, actual radio. But first, the team. Directly in front of me, it is a button-up t-shirt. Nice shirt, but it's short sleeves.
Nice.
Kind of fancy. He's 6'4", 228. Well, Sean's here. What up?
Lost weight. Good morning. Happy Monday, Be Back Nation.
And now, it's time for the opening statement. This should be interesting.
On Friday afternoon, I did look at my stock account, and I keep telling you not to do it, and don't. Whatever you do, if you have a brokerage account or you're into this Bitcoin, just don't look. Ruin my weekend again. I sent another email to my financial advisor, sort of, should I jump or not? And he called me back. I didn't even answer when he called me, honestly. He called. I just ignored the call because I didn't want to talk about it. Because yeah, he was trying to talk me off the ledge. In fact, he's trying to convince me to put more money into it. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm ready for that. It's bad out. It really is bad out there. So much so that if you go to a gas station now and you put your credit card in, they put a hold of $175 on it. It used to be like 100. Now it's 175. So when you go there, whether it's a credit card or a debit card, they automatically put a hold, and they've upped it to $175.
So if you don't have $200,
overdraft city,
you can't
overdraft city right now for people, because when they put their credit card into the pump of the gas, they don't have $200 sitting in there, and they get overdraft fees.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
It's really kind of crazy, honestly. At the law firm, we had a financial meeting as well. I believe this was Thursday, maybe Friday. And we kind of go back through and look at all the statements and see, you know, charges and things like that. I think you should do that every now and again if you own a business, just to make sure you're not wasting money or you've got some automatic charge that is not something you're actually using. And there are so many things at the firm that I have no idea what I'm paying for. I have no earthly idea what these charges are. And we made the executive decision to just go in and cancel that credit card and pretend like it was lost, you know, to where all these automatic charges just stop.
And for, you don't even know what they were for?
I have no idea. I have no earthly idea what some of these things were. And I said, you know what? Just cancel it. Get a new card. That way these automatic charges are going to stop coming off of this card. But here's what I found out when you do that. I have gotten probably 87 emails over the last few days. Oh, we'd like you back as a customer, 50% off, 20% off. I'm like, MFers, when I was paying you, you didn't offer me anything. But now that we canceled the card, it's literally 20 or 30% off of everything. Mm-hmm. I've gotten so many emails saying, if you come back, it's half the price. I'm like, what? This is the best thing I've ever done. We're saving money by doing this. Go to my PC, 50% off. And it's not 50% off the first month. It's forever. That's what you should do. You should just go in and cancel your credit cards, and then everyone's going to beg for your business at 50% off. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're hurting now, too.
How was your weekend?
Great.
What'd you guys do?
Spend it with my son. Mm. A buddy of mine had a room at the Gaylord Palms here.
Ah.
really nice place. They have a water park in the back, like full water park, like 7 slides and like 3 pools and a kids area.
So does it have a lazy river?
It does.
Oh, thank goodness.
It does have a lazy river.
You know, if it doesn't have a lazy river, I'm not going.
No, it does.
Oh, good.
So we had a good time, but little man ended up with COVID this morning.
Oh, really?
So
how's he feeling?
He's feeling good. Right. Just has a stuffy nose.
Stuff, like he's not even super sick. It's like a cold, right?
Right.
So he's fine. Everything's
still
good?
Scary, but yeah, he's fine.
Are you scared? A little bit?
Of course.
Has he had it before or no?
No.
Well, my girls have had it like twice, and they were fine.
I'm pretty sure he's going to be okay. I'm pretty sure he's already over the worst of it, if you will.
Now, you were around some other people this weekend. Are you one of these people who will go back and call them and say just a heads up? Oh, you did?
I already texted them.
And were they mad at you for?
No, I don't think they would.
What did they say? How did they respond?
I have nothing back yet, but I'm pretty sure my friends at work, so. Because my son was playing with their daughter, and she's like 2.
Oh, okay. I mean, kids are perfectly fine. Everyone's perfectly fine at this point.
Yeah, but I just want to let them know, you know.
That's pretty nice of you. So you were at a very big, large public pool this weekend with your son and friends of yours. What is the appropriate shaving method for dudes? I mean, seriously, how often do you shave like your chest?
Man, I'm glad you said that because I was like, man, I should have shaved a little bit. Because I like trimming up my chest a little bit.
How often?
Because I don't grow a full chest. My dad was like a bear.
Yeah?
Dude, that dude has like chest hair like a carpet.
How often do you shave?
Every few months because it doesn't grow that much.
Oh, is that right?
It just grows like around my nipples, which looks weird.
Speaking of.
They got like little tassels.
I remember the first time that, I don't know how deep I want to go into this, but like the male genitalia area, okay? Yeah. I didn't know that it was cool for dudes to shave down there. I thought we didn't shave until law school, actually.
No.
And one of my buddies was talking to this other girl that goes to school with me, and he was like, I shaved all up today. And I was like, what? I didn't think dudes did that. I really didn't.
Yeah.
And then the girl who was like a really attractive girl, she was one of my very good friends, looked at me and was like, oh, you shaved down there too, right, Justin? I was like, yeah, of course I do. Because I didn't know, though. But then I didn't realize that you have to do that. But, I, you know, I think I could do it more, honestly. It seems like girls are more proactive.
Of course.
About shaving downstairs. And I feel like you kind of owe it to the person you're with that at least once a week. But I'm like once every 3 weeks. Right. I think I need to be better at that. You?
I try to keep clean.
Oh, really? once every 3 days?
Whoa. No.
How once a week?
I have designated trimmers for that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So once a week?
I didn't use the shaver.
Once every 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2-3 weeks, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't go that fast.
No? No. Well, the reason I'm bringing this up is because they did this new study about this. And now I'm even more concerned because 41% of you dudes out there shave your nipples. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that was a thing. Did you?
Yeah, I do it. It's around on the house, like not the actual.
Oh, man. Men in 2022 are really getting progressive. They did this whole poll about it, and 41% of you say that, yes, you do shave your,
nipples.
So I guess now it's another thing I have to do now. Like, seriously, I'm tired. I don't have time for all of this.
You got Michaela, man. Just lay down one day and have her.
Let her do it?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if I trust it. I don't know if I trust that at all.
Have her wax you and record it.
Really? Post it on social media?
Hell yeah.
I don't think so. I don't want anyone seeing that. Unbelievable. I wouldn't post that. I don't think anyone out there wants to see my body, first of all. And then who wants to, like, watch me shave my nipples? I don't think anybody wants that.
Oh, and his wax is different. They'll watch that all day.
In fact, I think people will unfollow us. I think it's going to be bad for business at the end of the day. I really don't want to do that. 321-339-1055.
We'll give him 50% to come back.
My weekend was literally, I feel like I just saw you 5 minutes ago. I mean, the time from Friday to right now feels like 2 seconds.
Yeah, very true.
It was unbelievable. Not one moment of relaxation, not one nap, no nothing. Here's how my weekend went. Friday, about 3 o'clock, I leave the office, head to the beach house. And Michaela's parents were out there too. So we, you know, it was kind of a nice Friday. We had some of their friends came over, and that was kind of nice. Actually, set up afterwards, and everyone else went to bed, and I hung out with just me. It was just me and her dad for a while.
Nice.
First time. I think he kind of likes me, honestly.
Are you on calling him dad status yet?
No. I don't call him dad, pops. But I will tell you, I hug him now when I say bye.
Is it the bro hug?
No. It was like a full hug, actually. When we left on Saturday, I gave him like a full hug, and he even like kind of patted me like this. Like, great to see you. Thanks for having me. I mean, that's progress right there, isn't it?
It sure is.
So he actually, so on Saturday when we left, this is probably about 3 o'clock. And they actually stay there for the night. We had to go back, and I'll tell you why in a second. But he reached out to give me a handshake, and I just went in full hug, and I hugged him. And then as I hugged him, he was, like, patting me like this on the back. I mean, that is – it felt good, I got to tell you. And then Friday night, we stayed up and talked for a while, just the two of us. I mean, there's something special there. Okay, so I'll even tell you what I said. No. Not like, nothing about marriage, please. But I did say, you know, it's important to me that you know, like, I really am your best teammate. Like, I really care about your daughter like you do. You've done such a great job with her, but I really genuinely care about her. He's like, oh, I know you do. I know you do. Like, come on. And then I hugged him on Saturday.
Hey, that's progress.
Don't you think?
That's awesome.
I mean, yes, he did reach out to just shake my hand, but I hugged him. That's progress, don't you think?
It is.
Thank you. All right, and then
you got the pat.
Like this. It was like a pat, like three or four pats. I mean, I thought that was pretty huge. At least three or four pats like that. I mean, that it was a hug and a pat. I mean, that's love right there, don't you think? I do. Felt great. All right, so anyway, out of the beach, and then Saturday, wake up, kind of like, you know, walk on the beach, go have lunch. And then a couple of her friends come over from Tampa. So we have to go back to the regular house, you know? And then it becomes a go bowling, stay out till like probably 1 o'clock in the morning. And then Sunday, they're still there. I make brunch. And then last night, two of our good friends have been trying to get together with us. And we go go bowling again. Actually, go play laser tag last night. Like regular old eight-year-olds. We went and played laser tag.
With the parents?
No. They were still at the beach. With two friends of ours. I played laser tag, and let me tell you something. I don't recommend it. I do not recommend that you go play laser tag, and let me tell you why. Because at laser tag, it's mostly kids, because, you know, it's laser tag. And I'm 42. I have no business playing laser tag. But when you go play laser tag, you're shooting kids. Like, just boom, 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 boom. I feel horrible about it.
I got you, Timmy. You're out.
I felt horrible.
Got you.
You know, it was like four adults and 87 kids there, and I'm rolling around trying to shoot a bunch of kids, and it doesn't feel right to me. In this age of school shooters, I'm going around shooting little kids. And then we went back for more. We played one round, and my friends got so much joy out of shooting these kids that they wanted to go back for more. I felt like a D-bag, honestly. I mean, who goes around getting joy out of shooting little six-year-old kids at this laser tag thing? Have you ever played?
No, I play real stuff, like for real people that like real adults, like paintball.
I see.
Like, you know.
Oh, that's even worse. Now you're actually harming little children.
No, that's real.
So you go play this paintball and shoot little kids with the paintball. For sure. That actually hurts, doesn't it?
In the neck.
Is that right?
Where there's no padding. No, just
You actually do play paintball?
Yeah.
And
We used to play every weekend.
What?
There's a place here, Orlando Paintball, that was on Saturdays, open until 6 in the morning.
And you shoot little kids with these paintballs?
We shoot whoever's moving. That's not on our team.
And you don't feel horrible about that?
Of course not. No. It's paintball.
A little eight-year-old kid has got welts all through his body because of you.
That eight-year-old kid's shooting me, too.
Oh.
I've gotten shot in the mouth, in the ear, on the neck.
Man, I got to tell you, at laser tag, these little eight-year-old kids, they would get so fired up shooting me, too. Like, big smiles on their face. You could tell.
Good times.
It's like, take out the old man. They were fired up about shooting me, and I was really bad. And they rate you at the end. I was like dead last both times. I sucked at laser tag, apparently. And literally, it's on this big, huge board, and it shows your name. And I think there were like 62 people in the laser tag thing. And I think I might have been dead last. I think I might have literally, the 42-year-old man here, I was beaten by 3-year-olds at laser tag. And then I went back for more because I was like, I'm going to prove to these MFers that I'm better than that. And I think I was like next to dead last on the second time.
Improvement.
But in my defense, I kind of just, I sort of just stood in the corner. It wasn't like that fine. I didn't think I was a Rambo. I just sort of stood in the corner behind something. And, you know, people come to shoot me, I'm not going to like jump away from this fake laser. But I don't like shooting kids. I just don't. It felt very uncomfortable to me. Why I went back for times two, I don't know. But it just felt weird. Really did.
It's a good time. It's a good time when you're having fun with your people. It doesn't matter if it is laser tag. I mean, to me, I prefer paintball.
Yeah. Well, you know, but paintball, it sucks.
Laser tag is fun with my son and all these.
Paintball sucks. I think I got bit by a, I stepped on an anthill when I played paintball. It was in Vermont. And it does hurt a little bit. I mean, it doesn't feel great when you get hammered with these paintballs. And you could get hit in the face as well. You can get hit in the face.
Yeah, but you have a mask.
I don't know. It's so hot in Florida anyway this time of year. Like, who wants to go outside and run around and shoot people with paintballs? I'd rather play laser tag, I think. I mean, this time of year, don't you think laser tag is better because you don't have to be outside running around and it's 110?
You could be inside with the AC.
Struck by lightning. I mean, it is too hot this time of year to play paintball. I think so. I'd rather go inside and shoot little kids with lasers, I guess.
I think that's why this place was, you know, super packed on Saturdays because they were open till 6 in the morning, so no one came in the heat of the day.
And I try, honestly, we went there to go bowling. I didn't go there in an effort to shoot little kids with lasers. I wanted to go bowling, but the bowling was sold out for a corporate event or something. Oh. So I didn't go to this place with the thought of, oh, I'm going to shoot a bunch of little kids with lasers. And think I'm like hot stuff for doing it. And some of the there were a few other adults there, and they were running around like they were like Marine Corps. And I said,
doing flips.
I was like, yeah. I was like, look at yourself in the mirror. Aren't you kind of embarrassed that you're
cover
running?
Me, Eddie.
Exactly. I was like, aren't you guys embarrassed to be running around trying to shoot little kids with lasers, acting like you're in the army? Seriously, like this is what your life has come to? And I had a respect for the kids running around like Rambo, but the adults, they kind of creeped me out a little bit. They really did. And also, when I first got there, you have to like pay upstairs, and then you have to give them your card when you go in. And somehow, like, I forgot to pay upstairs, but I had the card, and they're like, "Oh no, sir, there's no credits on the card." I was like, seriously, can we do honor system and just I'll come back and pay you later? She's like, no. And then I was like, come on, there's a line behind me. We're holding everyone up. She's like, okay, honor system, but you have to come back down. And I didn't. Like, I still owe them.
Was it one of these places that takes like 37 minutes before you even start playing? Like, you go into one room and in the other room, welcome,
no,
warriors.
No, you kind of get right to it. When you walk in, you start feeling little kids shooting at you immediately.
Like whole stories in some places.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just get to it.
I think a lot of people there are on drugs, honestly.
I bet. Shrooms? Imagine?
I think a lot of the people there were on drugs. And it's kind of, it's one of these big places. You've heard of like a Dave and Buster's or whatever. It's something like that. They have bowling. They have laser tag.
Was that Andretti?
Nah, I forgot the name. Elevate or something like that.
Okay.
And they have like go-kart, like indoor go-karts. Right. They have everything. They have a miniature golf course inside.
Yeah, they have them in all cities now.
It's a little bit of everything. But I think a lot of the people there are on drugs. I think a lot of kids are doing drugs now. I really do.
Oh, you think?
What is the drug of choice for these kids now?
Probably shrooms, hopefully.
Shrooms?
Like that, not no fentanyl, because we're losing a lot of them because of that.
There was a guy in Alabama, actually, who got caught with meth late last week. He got busted for possession of meth, which meth is never a good thing. It really isn't. Like, when's the last time that you've seen someone who does a lot of meth and you're like, wow, I'm really proud of them?
On TV.
Oh, yeah. Really proud. They're really making something of their lives. But he was got caught doing meth and having meth in his pocket while wearing a T-shirt that said, I'm too good for drugs. I think that, look, I don't think you need to wear a t-shirt that says, like, I have drugs in my pocket, but also don't wear a t-shirt that says I'm too good for drugs either. I think that's going to raise suspicions, and they're likely to search you. It's all my advice always, too, with people who are driving their car and they're drinking and driving. You don't want to have like a Jimmy Buffett, it's 5 o'clock somewhere bumper sticker, right? That's yeah. That is the guy the cops are going to pull over.
Dak Daniels is my co-pilot.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. It's always going to raise suspicion. Like, you are 80 million times more likely to get pulled over when you have a Jack Daniels is my best friend bumper sticker. You just don't want to do that. And like, if you're walking around and you have crystal meth, you don't want to wear a shirt that says, I'm too good for drugs. It's like you remember DARE when we were younger?
Oh, yeah.
We had DARE, like drug abuse resistance education or something. Do they still do that?
They do, but I don't know if it's DARE. I remember Truth was around. SWAT.
I just know that cops are going to be very suspicious if you wear your DARE shirt. And you know, DARE is supposed to be anti-drug. But I think that most people who wear DARE shirts are actually mocking the whole thing, and they're on drugs. And that's who the cops are going to search. It's just, it's a guaranteed thing. Well, this guy, Alan Burnett, 60, arrested while wearing a bright purple T-shirt that said, I'm too good for drugs. This was in Asheville, Alabama, wherever that is. He was charged with possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia.
That's why.
And he was still in the I'm too good for drugs t-shirt in his mugshot that I'm looking at in front of me. Like, obviously don't wear a I love crystal meth t-shirt. We get that. But I think you should also avoid wearing your I'm too good for drugs t-shirt, because I think they're gonna pull you over, or they're gonna search you. Don't wear a I'm too good for drugs shirt. But you know what I mean? You see all these people with the bumper stickers, and it's like, yeah, Cheech and Chong. I love Cheech and Chong, or Jimmy Buffett. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Like, don't do that. You understand how dumb that is? I support your right to be able to go have a drink or whatever, but you don't want to be driving around in a Margaritaville bumper stickered car.
Oh, some people put the whole life. You could find the whole life a story just from looking at the back of their car. Well, they got three kids and two dogs, yeah, and a cat. They just lost somebody because they got R.I.P. little buddy.
Yeah.
They got a basalt life, so you know they're on the...
I got to tell you, when you're behind a car and it's the R.I.P. and it's like 1979 to 1992, it's very depressing. I understand that you miss your loved one, and I feel very badly for you, but like, you literally just depressed everyone on the interstate every time. And then sometimes they'll have like two R.I.P.s on the back. And I'm like, look, I was having a perfectly good day until I got behind you. And now I'm depressed as hell. 1979 to 2002. RIP. Always missed. Now and forever. And I'm like MF, I was having a good day until I got behind you. And now I'm super depressed.
Yeah, Anthony Jeselnik does a skit about that.
Oh, really?
Oh, I haven't heard awesome, it. Awesome, man. He does a skit about that and how he has to do the math now, because he sees how old, you know, the person was.
Yeah, that's a good point. I always do that math as well. And then I pull out and I'm not great at math, so I have to get out my phone. Next thing you know, I'm having an auto accident trying to do the math to figure out how old your loved one was when they died. Oh. And then you figure out how old they were, and you start thinking about your own life. You're like, wow, you know, maybe I should really try to enjoy life a little bit more. You know, life is fickle. And then you figure out they were actually younger than you when they died, and you're like, wow, I'm living on extra borrowed time now. You know what? I gotta tell. I'm not trying to be judgmental, but if you do have one of these RIP bumper stickers on your car with like little angel wings, why don't you take it down? Just take it down, because it's going to cause an auto accident with me, because I have to pull out my calculator and figure out how old that person was when they died. And then even if I don't have an accident, I'm going to be depressed. I'm going to be depressed. And lastly, and I'm not trying, I know a lot of you have this, but I really don't care like how many like kids you have or whatever, with the whole, you know, you got picture of dad, mom, you know, the little
everything,
and then Fido,
and the dog, the cats.
I mean, the weird thing is, like, I didn't ask. I didn't ask. Like, why do you have to tell me how many kids you have? okay? And 50% of marriages end in divorce anyway, so you're probably going to have to erase mom or dad on that car at some point. So why even do that to yourself?
I seen a cool one the other day. Well, you know, not, but I seen a funny one the other
day.
It had the guy and the girl, like the, you know, the man, like marriage,
right?
Like the groom and bride. And they had the bride crossed out and then the motorcycle.
No. Are you serious? We're talking about the little stickers that people put on the back of their minivan that has, you know, dad, mom, three kids, Fido, whatever. Now, do you, and the dad is always bigger than the woman, right? But do you think in my life, if I ever get married to her, do you think that I would have her as taller than me and our little stickers on the back of the car?
Classic. That would be awesome.
Wow.
Viral.
Yeah. I don't think I would do that because she's taller than me. And that would be embarrassing.
Like a picture of you guys looking at each other, like, and you're looking up, like...
I mean, I told you the first time we ever did the TV show together. You know, Mikhail and I do three TV shows together every week, and one of them is called Best of Central Florida. And the very first day on set, I stood there, she stood there, the crew's like, are you guys ready to go? I think we were doing Best Pizza joint. And one of our producers, Steve, he's like, time out, cut. And I'm like, what? What did I do? He said, nothing. And he just brings me a box. And he puts it below my feet.
Oh, yeah, still.
And he said, stand on that. I was like, oh, Christ, this is embarrassing. So now I stand on a box on set every time. No matter what, I'm always on a box. You probably know that. Whatever. 321-339-1055. I don't have to worry about it because I'm probably never going to put the stickers on the back of the car anyway. I'm probably not going to be that guy. Would you do that?
No.
It's just like no one asked how many kids I have and honor roll student, whatever.
No fault to those who do it. That's their thing. Then.
Yeah. Sean is here. Good morning, crew. I remember DARE. Drugs are really exciting is what we said. Also, I shave everything but my head and beard. Sean has quite a beard. He really does. I'm just asking, what is the appropriate amount of shave for men, and like how often? I don't think I shave enough, and I'm not talking about beard. I'm talking about like the rest of your body. I think I shave sort of like my chest and other areas maybe once every 3 weeks, and I don't think it's enough. Maybe once a month. I think I could do it more. Oh, Michaela checks in actually. Too bad you wimped out on the ropes course. Yeah. And then her and her friend went on the like rock climbing ropes thing afterwards. Okay. I was like, no, thank you. I'm all set. Cole is here with a picture of a nobody cares about your stick figure family. This is true. Ray Ray's here. Oviedo. Hello, Ray Ray. Ray Ray here. Good morning, guys. Sounds like you're in tight with her dad. The two taps on the back says it all. Good job. It wasn't even two. It was like, let me think about it. It was like four. It was like four taps. I think that's huge.
It was a courtesy tap too, though. At the same time, because you came in for the hug,
yes,
without him actually pulling you
into
the hug.
But yeah,
so that was kind of like, all right, he's ready for this.
He literally did reach his hand out to shake my hand, and I went in for the hug.
Did you?
So you're right. Maybe the tapping was just like this is weird. It might have just been, this is uncomfortable. Can you just shake my hand next time?
Next time you slap his hand out the way, like, come on, man.
Yeah. Father hugs mean he has determined you are capable of supporting and caring for his baby. That's Doug in Orange City.
Was your head, was your ear on his chest?
Nah. No. No. Shane is here. New Mexico. Hello, Shane. By the way, after talking about it, I'm sure that was probably the last hug I'll ever get. You know, this is the kind of stuff that I should probably keep in and not out. You know what I mean?
He's going to say goodbye from now on sitting down because it's awkward to go to hug somebody sitting down, you know? So, yeah. All right, bro, see you later.
Exactly. Shane is here, New Mexico. Hello, Shane. Shave them. Nobody needs gorilla boobs. All right. Thank you. Jeremy, not in Lakeland. The ladies of the night often compliment me on my manscaping. Keep yourself in order, fellas. Really? Micah in Tennessee. Hello, Micah. No, that's not my family. That's how many people I've hit. Talking about the stick figures.
should put points up.
Yeah. 919 is here. Who's this? People view those stickers as a safety issue. I saw a video from a security person. You can compile a lot of info on a person from those. Probably right, you know?
That's what I'm saying. They tell you their whole life.
Like, I didn't ask. Like, I really didn't. I didn't ask for you to figure out how many kids you have and how many dogs.
I'm an old student at this school, Salt Life. I got this many children, this husband, this many dogs and cats. I belong to this group and that group and this group. They could barely see out the back of their car.
I think it's actually discriminatory to cats, actually, because you never see pictures of cats. It's always the dog. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I think it's more dog oriented. I don't remember ever seeing a stick cat figure. Oh, you do see those?
Yeah, with a little tail.
And then you never see the bumper sticker that's like, my kid made low C's on average either, right? Yeah, it was like straight A's. What? Yeah, some kids make C's. That's what I want to see. I'm like, my kid made C's. We're proud because it was D's last year. I want to see real life stuff. That's what I want to hear.
I do. I see one that says, I seen one the other day. My kid bullied your honor roll student.
We don't like bullies.
No, of course.
All right, we got to take a break. So much to get to today. The man in Japan got so drunk the other day that he lost a USB flash drive that he had. Unfortunately for him, the flash drive had data from every single citizen of the city he was in. He worked for the city. All got released. Tax information, bank accounts, everything. I'll tell you about that and plenty more. Quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
We've often talked about the wilderness behind us from where we broadcast from and at our flagship station here. And behind us, it's woods and a lake. And we've seen a bear. We've seen all sorts of wildlife out here.
I love this view.
But for the first time, literally right before we just came back, maybe a 6-foot snake. That was a 6-foot snake just slithered by us right behind us. Now, okay, I get it. It's a snake. They keep the rodents away or whatever. I would not get near that thing.
It's like a moccasin or something.
What that was, but it was a big-ass snake just literally behind me. It was 6 foot long. Taller than me, I think.
Florida Man Radio.
That? We should have gotten a picture of that.
Doesn't get more Florida Man Radio than that.
I'm never going outside here again.
I mean, he's a gator to chill.
I am never going outside again. That was scary.
They're more afraid of you than you are of them, Justin.
I completely and totally disagree. That's what Florida Man says about alligators as well. I mean, did you see that thing?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
It was big. It was bigger than I thought.
Do you think that was poisonous or no?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you're just saying no. You have no idea. You have no idea.
They're indigenous to these areas.
We have another... another one of these famous people leaving America, which is great. I, by the way, just get out of here. I have no problem with that. And you don't ever see Republicans do this, ever. It's always the Democrats who want to leave America. And you know what I say to them? Have a wonderful trip. Have a great flight out of here. Now it's Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong. He's leaving America. He's renouncing his U.S. citizenship.
Where's he from?
I don't know, he's L.A.?
I didn't think he was from here anyways.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, he's American. I don't know where he's from necessarily, but I'm pretty sure he's an American guy. Green Day. First of all, Green Day, I used to enjoy them when I was younger. I did. But when's the last time that they made any new music? I can't remember. It's been forever, right?
Yeah.
We don't care. He said he's renouncing his U.S. citizenship, and he said, F America on stage in London Friday. He said he was staying in the UK and that there was just too much effing stupid in the world to go back to that miserable effing excuse for a country. Bye. But bye. Like, we don't care. Get out of here. Stay in London. Right? He doesn't even know how to drive in London. He doesn't know how to take a left turn or a right turn in London. Billy Joel Armstrong renouncing his United States citizenship.
What can you say about somebody who gives himself the creeps?
We don't care at all.
That's why he doesn't look in the mirror.
He was performing in front of a backdrop that read F. Ted Cruz as well. So he's getting uber political, I guess. And this is all about the overturning of Roe versus Wade. I sent a tweet this weekend that said, I believe in abortion and this opinion. A lot of people didn't like that. I basically tried to offend everyone, apparently. Because they're counterintuitive. You wouldn't expect me to agree with the Supreme Court opinion overturning Roe versus Wade and believing in abortion, but I do. I really do. Within reason. I don't believe just you can have an abortion anytime you want. You know, there has to be some sort of logical restrictions on it, time-wise. But I believe in it. I do. And I believe in God and abortion at the same time. Can you imagine that? But I also think that the Supreme Court decision was accurate because it has nothing to do with abortion. It has everything to do with federal versus state rights. Roe versus Wade was a horrible decision. Horrendous. And if you believe in the Constitution in any way, shape, or form, you would believe that they made the right decision on Friday in overturning Roe versus Wade. But I also believe in abortion. I do. Within reason. You know, you can't have an abortion 7-8 months in. Absolutely not. You have to have restrictions on it. And I also don't want... abortion is going to happen no matter what. It's going to happen. And I don't need people going to Chinatown, to some guy's apartment to get an abortion. I don't want that at all. But Billy Joe Armstrong is obviously very, very angry with the Supreme Court decision of Friday, and he's going to not come back here. He's not going to be an American citizen anymore. Bye. We don't care. And your music was fine, I guess. I mean,
in 94.
We enjoyed it in 1994, yeah.
Not to say crap about him. I don't know him like that. He probably could be a cool person and people, you know, were his friends or whatnot. But I don't think the United States is going to miss him.
No, not at all. We're not going to miss any of these people who say they're leaving. And again, this is always a liberal slash Democrat thing. It's always them that get mad and say they're going to leave the country. And they never leave. They never leave. I would love to go back and research all of the celebrities who threatened to move to Canada, and let's figure out where they live right now.
Like I said before, that's like the kid in the playground that doesn't get picked to play basketball. He's like, I'm taking my ball, and I'm going home. This is my ball. You guys can't play either.
You're right.
That's him. Little snob.
Billy Joel Armstrong said he's going to stay in London. He's not coming back. Okay, we should track that. He'll be back here next week.
He'll be back when he needs a dentist.
he will be back here next week, guaranteed. Like, we really don't care. In fact, we hope you stay. Really, just stay in London. That's fine with us, Billy Joe. Do it. Maybe make some more music while you're at it, too.
Go ahead, BJ.
We haven't heard from you guys in a while.
Just start calling him BJ.
We haven't heard from you since Seinfeld was still on. People listen to Green Day and watch Seinfeld on Wednesdays. It's been that long since you've made any music, Billy Joe. I don't even like your double first name either. Billy Joe. Why don't we just go with Joe or Billy? You know, I don't like these double first names. I really don't. Billy Joe. Hey, it's Billy Joe. What? Let's go with Billy or go with Joe. We don't need double first names. Sorry if you have a double first name, but it's always annoyed me. Got this. I was talking about, what is that hot dog guy? Joey Chestnut, right? Was that his name? Joey, yeah. The guy who eats all the hot dogs?
Yeah, that's my guy.
What do you mean? You guys are buddies?
Yeah, that's my dude. I know him. We used to interview him every year when he come down to the to your buddy's chili cook-off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he came on our show as well. He was actually a really good dude.
Yeah.
He's a nice, smart nice, too, nice smart guy. Yeah, I actually really like that guy, too. Joey Chestnut. He eats like, 100 hot dogs or whatever on July 4th. Well, there's another competitive eater who's one of his competitors, I guess, and he actually broke 2 Guinness World Records over the weekend, and this is disgusting. How do you think let's say Joey Chestnut, for instance, and I don't want to get gross, but he eats like 100 hot dogs. Like, what does the next day look like for him? Is it like a just bathroom city the whole day, or what do you think?
Some of these guys throw up later.
Oh, they do?
They can't do it right away after the competition, but they throw up later.
Well, this guy set Guinness World Records for speed drinking a liter of soda and speed drinking a liter of tomato sauce with a straw. Eric Badlands Booker. He set a record for speed drinking a liter of tomato sauce with a straw? What? What is wrong with this guy? Like, who would do that? I don't even understand.
That's what I'm talking about.
He drank a liter of tomato sauce with a straw. Ugh. Disgusting.
That was a hell of a disgusting burp that came after that long ass burp.
Yuck. Sick if you think about it. I don't like
A liter of soda and then tomato sauce.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's that's a hell of a stink.
Ugh.
Why am I thinking of the Simpsons guy?
I don't know.
You know, like Barney. like his type of burp.
Exactly. And then this other dude in Arizona actually wanted to make a cake the other day. And he actually did make the cake. But he baked it on the dashboard of his car.
No.
I guess it's so hot in Arizona right now that he baked a cake. And I think you could do this here too, probably. He baked a cake on the dashboard of his car. He prepared the batter in a cake pan in his house, literally got in his car, left it in the car for 2 hours. And they say the temperature inside the car got up to 210 degrees.
Wow.
And it worked. It actually, it's so hot in Arizona right now that the cake actually cooked in the car. And he ate it. There's a video of him eating it. 210 degrees in the car. That's pretty hot. Do you think it gets that hot in a car here this time of year?
For sure.
210?
For sure.
Today, we're going to see if it's hot enough to bake a chocolate cake inside of my car in the Arizona heat. Earlier today, I left a cake inside of my car, and about 2 hours later, it was over 210 degrees in my car. My car smells like a bakery, and this cake looks so good. 10 out of 10, would definitely recommend.
Oh, it's so hot, you can bake a cake in a car now. Ready for fall? I am. Let me get some messages here. 321-339-1055. Ryan C. checks in. Hello, Ryan. Take care, Justin. I can't continue living if the Green Day guy is moving. I'm going to off myself. Now, Ryan, we're in this together, pal, okay? I feel the same way. We're in this together. Let's lean on each other, you and I. All right? That the Green Day guy is leaving, Ryan just can't see living anymore. Because Billy Joe Armstrong's not going to come back here to America. Peace out, Billy Joe.
He's a basket case, that guy. That's one of his songs, by the way.
Is that right?
Green Day.
Pete is here, road magnet. Billy Joe is from California, the Bay Area, I believe. Mm-hmm. Well, he's from London now. Cole is here. Hello, Cole. Isn't one of your show intro songs American Idiot by Green Day? Is that a fact? Do you know? Is that one of our show intro songs? I don't think so.
It's in there.
Oh. Yeah, I guess it is. Can we remove that from the rotation?
There you go. Done.
So, do you know how to do that? Let's take Green Day out of our rotation 100%. I'm okay with that. I don't think we're going to miss him.
And it's gone.
Is it gone for real?
It's gone.
Bye. Bye. You know, since Billy Joe is moving to London and renouncing his United States citizenship, I don't think that we should play his intro music anymore on this program.
Done deal.
I honestly didn't know we ever played it. How often does it run, you think?
I play it every now and again when we come back from commercials.
Do you make the decision? How do we decide what song to play when we come back from commercials? Is it an automatic thing or is it a decision you make?
There's like four or five here that I've been using that you guys had that before I came. I thought you guys used them a lot. So.
Do they automatically just play or you have to hit a button?
I can hit a button.
Okay. So do you actually decide what to play or no?
So this is what is in this place now.
Okay. All right, I'm down with that.
Little Eric Clapton. You know, he loves himself some USA.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think you'll hear Eric Clapton saying he's moving to London anytime soon.
Maybe. Who knows? And the people that threaten to leave, these celebrities that threaten to leave, are not like big-time celebrities anyway. It's not like we would ever miss them. You know, you're not going to see like Brad Pitt threaten to go to Canada. It's always these marginal celebrities who we don't care about anyway. Billy Joe? Okay, have a wonderful life, buddy. Bye. Don't come back. We don't care. Like, nobody cares at all. I don't care. This is the greatest country on earth. If you want to go live in London the rest of your life, good luck to you. Seems horrible to me. It's where it rains all the time. 850 checks in. Wish a whole lot of people would follow Green Day guy out of the country. These liberal communists. I know. I'm with you. Cole checks in. You took it off your list. Ha ha ha. Nice. Oh, it's done, right?
Yeah,
it's done. No, literally, we just took Green Day off of our playlist.
Not just off the list. I took it out the whole system.
Yeah, it's even Shando can't play it now.
So they're gonna have
we're doing him a favor.
They're going to have to reload it if they want to play.
Yeah, I don't see Shando and EZ coming in here today and like, oh, I don't see the Billy Joe Armstrong song here. We better reload that. It's probably not going to happen, right? No. Oh, dang it. We just can't do a show this afternoon because the Green Day song is out of the system. That's what they're not going to say. Billy Joe. Billy Dash Joe Armstrong. Stay in London. Please do it, Billy Dash Joe. Nobody cares about you at all.
He's 50 years old from Oakland, California.
I mean, most people actually end up moving to this country. They want to move here. Like Drake, for instance. He's from Canada, right? Isn't he a Toronto guy?
Yeah.
But he probably lives in America, don't you think? Most people want to come here.
No, he still lives up there.
Oh. Like, think about the Cuban people. My God, they put tires in the ocean and hope to float here. Everyone wants to come to America still, and I don't blame them. It's the greatest country on earth. Although this one guy actually really doesn't like Drake. Do you like Drake? Is he like your guy or no?
Nah. I mean, I don't hate him or anything, but I'm Draked out, you know.
If you played a Drake song right now, I would not know. I don't know what his music even sounds like. I really don't know Drake.
Oh yeah, you would.
You think so? No, I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. I would be like, oh, it sounds like a rap song. I don't know who. I couldn't pick out a Drake song. If you played 8 rap songs right now, I would have no earthly idea.
Really?
No clue.
Hold on. I'm waiting for one. I'm waiting for the commercial.
I would have no idea. You know what? Maybe we should put Drake in the rotation since Billy Dash Joe is out. Well, anyway, this get. Is this Drake?
I'm trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m.
Anything you guys want in the store is free, so grab whatever you guys want.
Yeah, see, I would have no idea. I mean, I would have no earthly idea that is Drake. I don't know. But there's this guy named Lane Gertes, and he crashed his car the other day. He had an automobile accident. And while he was waiting to be helped out of the vehicle by the rescue people, he posted a video on Instagram, and he's fine. Don't worry about him. But he thought the worst part of the accident was the fact that Drake was playing in his car and he couldn't get out and he just couldn't handle it. It was too much Drake. He said, I'm fine, don't worry. But the worst part of this whole accident is that I had to listen to Drake while I was waiting on the rescue people.
Yeah.
Here's what he said.
You
ready?
Call me on my cell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know that song, but I didn't know it was Drake. I had no idea.
Every time you hear the voice, like, that's Drake. He sounds like that. Like
is that right? Okay. Here's what this guy said.
I'm wondering if the radio stays on when you get into a car accident. It does. And it just plays Drake.
But that guy's still upside down in his vehicle?
Yeah, he was still stuck in his car. And he said, the worst part is, I couldn't turn Drake off. What if it was Billy Dash Joe Armstrong?
Oh, I'm glad he decided it was time to TikTok.
Yeah, maybe not the best time to post a video to Instagram after an auto accident and you're stuck in your car waiting on the fire truck to get there. Probably not the best plan. And he probably had the accident because he was Facebooking when he was on the driving.
Guys, I was on my live, and this happened, and I'm upside down with Drake playing. I can't believe it. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for the police officers.
Pete is here. Billy Joe will be back as soon as he finds out how high the taxes are in England. Exactly. Or how much it rains. Now, no one wants to live in England. I mean, yeah, we'll go visit, watch a soccer match or something, you know, have a little fish and chips, but then we want to get the hell out. We want to get back here.
Yeah, we like the odor.
Yeah, he'll be back here in 2 weeks. Trust me. Another Lee is here. Hello, Lee. I partied with him one time in Lauderdale. Horrible, horrible person. Really? He's the biggest POS, always has been, always will be. Billy Dash Joe, not making a lot of friends on this program today. All right, we got to take a break. When we return, so much more to get to. I've been feeding my daughter Mila. She's 4. French chicken tenders and French fries basically every time I take her to dinner, and I feel like I have to do better.
Yeah.
Like, I need to make her eat a little bit healthier. But are French fries a vegetable or not?
Are
potatoes a vegetable or not? Because in my head, I'm like, well, you know, they are vegetables, I think.
It's not fruit, I would think, right?
They are. we're going to figure that out. We're going to figure out how I can feed my daughter a little bit better. And your favorite vegetable I have as well, and it's overwhelming. And I'm a little surprised by this. That and more. Quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
And radio.
Hour number two for a Monday has arrived. Well, Sean is here. Beanbag Nation, along for the ride. Join us if you wish. 321-339-1055. Did anyone watch the Elvis movie this weekend yet? I believe it was released on Friday.
No, thank God.
You're not into that?
No.
I think I'm supposed to go see it tomorrow. I heard a little rumor about that.
I didn't grow up with Elvis. You know what I mean? Yeah. We grew up in Puerto Rico. So my mom wasn't an Elvis fan or not. So not knocking it. It's just not.
It's not your jam.
Not my cup of tea, yeah.
Well, apparently it tied Top Gun this weekend. So a lot of people did go see Elvis. It seems like movies are coming back a little bit.
Married on Purdy.
Top Gun has done very, very well over the last month. Even I went to see it. But,
I haven't seen it yet either.
Elvis tied this weekend with Top Gun. And apparently Elvis songs are making a huge comeback as well because of the movie coming out. But his estate is going crazy right now, actually. I mean, they shut down the Las Vegas Elvis wedding venues.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In anticipation, I think, of this movie coming out and Elvis making a huge comeback. They literally sent cease and desist letters to all of these Elvis impersonators out in Vegas and shut down that entire industry overnight. But his songs are like hitting the top of the charts. Danger Zone also, though, is hitting the top of the charts because of Top Gun.
Danger Zone.
It's true. Uh-oh. Told you. Anyway, enough. So I might have to go see Elvis tomorrow. I haven't decided yet. I know for a fact that some people I know are going and they've invited me, but I have to make the decision whether I want to spend my Tuesday night watching Elvis or not. What do you think I should do?
Why not?
Isn't it like 3 hours long or something? I heard it was kind of long. And the guy who made it said he had like 6 hours worth. He wanted to have a 6-hour movie. I'm like, no. If you...
It's got to be a good story, man. He was like their first major pop star, if you will, right? So,
yeah. Yeah,
like,
I guess
crossover
so.
From country into like major pop star, right?
All right. Yeah, I guess. Maybe I'll go watch it. I don't know. Has anyone seen it? Can you let me know, please? Is it worth me going to see or not tomorrow night? 321-339-1055.
You're going to start seeing all these other documentaries come out now.
You know, I'm the one that taught him that jailhouse rock move. He learned that from me in 1937.
Shane Beechek's, and I'm watching it today. I will review it later tonight. Okay, Shane. Yeah, I'll wait on what Shane thinks about it. I'll see how Shane's review goes before I make my decision as to whether I want to see Elvis tomorrow or not. Stacy's here in Niceville, Florida. I saw Elvis in 1975 in Montgomery, Alabama when I was 12. Really? Suzanne and Destin said, send Billy Joe Armstrong back to London with his commies. They all have their green agenda that's killing the deplorables. Love you, Suzanne. Shane is here. Danger Zone was only used in the new Top Gun as part of a Navy recruiting video. We all hear about inflation now and shrinkflation. You know, they're like making the bags of chips smaller. Mm-hmm. They're making everything smaller in the grocery stores. Well, it's also happening. We are having shrinkflation at restaurants as well now. Glasses of wine at restaurants are getting smaller. The standard pour, they say, has always been around 5 ounces, which gives you 5 glasses per bottle. But a new report says that more and more places are going to 4-ounce pours so they can get 6 glasses out of a bottle at restaurants. And the charge is it's so expensive to buy wine at restaurants. It really is. They mark it up like 200%.
If I get one at a restaurant, I usually just go for the bottle.
Yeah, you get the whole bottle?
Get the bottle.
All right. That's probably the best way to go.
Yeah.
I think you're probably right on that, especially if you're with someone else and you're going to have 2 glasses of wine. of the same type of wine, you should probably just get the bottle. I agree with you on that. What about you drink Jack Daniels on the rocks? That's pretty much your go-to no matter what you do. Now, do you find that when you go to a restaurant and order a Jack on the rocks, do they regulate the pour?
Of course.
Okay. So it's like one shot and they put it in there.
Yeah. They usually use that little jig, that metal thing that, you know, calculates what's a single or a double.
So really, it's a very small pour, really. And you just sit there and nurse it or what? Because, and do you find some restaurants, though, will just pour it and it's like a glass of Jack?
If I am going to like a Italian restaurant, I like wine. Okay. So I'll get a bottle.
I've never seen you drink wine.
Yeah.
You drink red if you're at an Italian restaurant. Okay. I've never seen that. Are you a Pinot Noir guy?
I like white too, though.
Oh, yeah? I've never seen you drink wine. Yeah, I'm shocked by this.
I like red wine.
What red wine do you order?
I don't even know the names, man. I can't get that fancy. Sauvignon Blanc.
I got you. That's a white.
No, I don't know.
That's a white
wine. I
just pick
a red, and I tell them, hey, what's the best one?
Yeah.
Not the best as a price.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's the best for the bottle, you know?
What's the best $30 bottle of red you have here?
No, I don't go for the cheap one.
Oh.
I got like the 40. Middle. I got like the middle.
The middle. Yeah, give me a mid-range
good
wine.
70, 80, 90. You know,
oh, really?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Got to get the good one.
I see.
I don't want no Mad Dog 2020.
If you're missing a loved one, we talked earlier about the RIP bumper stickers or stickers on the back of the car earlier, and it is sad. You depressed us. But if you're missing a loved one who's died, Alexa may now be able to help you. This is weird to me. A new feature on Alexa. You know, a lot of us have the Alexa now. Alexa, play jazz music, or Alexa, turn it down. A lot of us have this Alexa now. Well, it has a new feature. Will let you speak to the dead. What? This is weird to me. Well, why do they need to do this?
Alexa, can Grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz?
Okay. But how about my courage? Asked the lion anxiously. You have plenty of courage, I am sure.
Wow.
Answered Oz. All you need is confidence in yourself.
And it has like a little ghostly echo to it, too.
It's letting you talk to the dead? Alexa, this is going a little bit too far for me.
But it uses the person's voice to read something back, or?
Yes. It's weird. It's letting you talk to the dead. Alexa. No, thank you.
Don't ask Gilbert Gottfried to read you nothing from the dead.
I was talking to Michaela yesterday about... She admitted that she had peed in a swimming pool not too long ago. And I was like, that is disgusting. You're an adult. No one should pee in swimming pools.
You're lucky to have that dye in it. You know that.
I don't even know if that's a myth or legit, but
I've never seen it, but
I don't think anyone has. I think it's a myth because as you're growing up, they say if you pee in the pool, like a bunch of blue stuff's going to flow out. But I don't know if that's legitimate or not. I think that might be an absolute myth. I think so. But it made me think, like, okay, when you go to these pools, these public pools, and it's all these kids, like, it's just probably all pee. It's disgusting. Isn't it? Isn't it gross? Because you were at a big public pool this weekend, and you jump in, and there's all these kids, and you just wonder how many of them are actually peeing in the pool. That's a lot, don't you think?
All of them.
6% of you adults actually think it's okay to pee in pools. 6% of you adults, this is not kids, think it's okay to pee in pools. 10% of 18 to 24-year-olds say it's okay. Only 2% of people 65 or older say it's okay. It is pretty gross. It's pretty gross. And another thing is, what about the ocean? Is it okay to pee in the ocean if you're swimming in the ocean or no?
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think that definitely you're not going to pee in the pool, but if you want to pee in the ocean, that's fine. But there's a town in Spain now that's fining people $800 for peeing in the ocean.
How do they know?
I don't know. Maybe the blue dye stuff. I really don't know how they know. But I think it's okay to pee in the ocean, but certainly not in a pool. 41% of you say you should just go to a restroom to avoid peeing in the ocean or pool. And 48% say it's okay to pee in the ocean, but not a pool. I fall in that group. I thought everyone thought it was okay to pee in the ocean. I thought everyone said, oh, no problem.
What about these people that go deep sea fishing and, you know, some of these boats don't have bathrooms?
Yeah, you have to.
Just jump in, Carl. Just jump in, buddy. You're good.
Mm, I don't want to do that because of the barracuda or sharks. I would just do it over the side. I would not jump in to do it. Like, if you're on a deep sea fishing trip and you had to go and the boat had no bathroom, would you jump in and do it or just do it over the side of the boat?
Depends how big the boat is.
You would actually jump in and pee?
I'll probably jump in just to jump in, period, if we're out there.
No way. Like, you can't see any land or anything? You would just jump in?
Yeah. I mean, as long as the boat's anchored.
One of my buddies is a big a diver. You know Dallas Lehman?
Oh, yeah.
And he loves going diving. He goes on, like, these week-long trips where it's on a dive boat. And, like, all they do is dive. And he's always like, hey, buddy, I'm going to get you out there and do some diving with us. And I say, no, thanks. No, I'm good. I'm all set. I'm not going to jump in that water. No way. I don't think that humans have any business jumping in the ocean. Just like fish, fish have no business like hanging out at the radio station with us. Like, I have no business jumping in the ocean with the sharks. It's unnatural to me. He loves it. He loves this diving. He said, you have no idea. It's like you get down there. It's like a whole other world. I'm like, yeah, it's not our world. That's why we don't have gills, Dallas. Fish have gills so they can swim in the ocean. We have lungs because we are meant to be above the water. No offense, but that's how it works. Like why do you think God gave fish gills so they could swim in the ocean? And he gave us lungs so we don't swim in the ocean. That's the way I see it. But I definitely don't, I definitely think it's okay if you are in the ocean to pee in the ocean. Not in the pool, though. That's disgusting. It's gross. Probably even, like, dangerous. Like, I'm jumping in the pool, and you've peed all in it? It seems dangerous to me. I mean, I think when you're a kid's probably one thing, but certainly you adults. I can't believe that 10% of you adults think it's okay to pee in a pool. You really need to have your heads examined. I have a 4-year-old daughter, as you know, and a 9-year-old daughter. The 4-year-old daughter, we go to dinner, you know, two to three times a week. And every single time over the last, I would say, month, it's chicken tenders and fries. I feel like I have to be a little bit better with that. How does your son eat? What does he order?
Same kind of things.
Oh, really?
Chicken tenders, fries. He likes wings. Now he likes wings. But I'm the more of junk food person when it comes to, his mom is more strict when it comes to vegetables. And he's going to have his zucchini or his eggplant this, and I don't have any of that at home, so.
Oh, so his mom makes him eat pretty healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how healthy?
Very healthy.
Oh, right. All the time?
Asparagus and grilled chicken.
And does she get mad at you when sometimes. When he's but like,
I try to be better, and I cook for him as well.
Like, me and Dad had pizza and chicken tenders. Does she get mad? Will she ever, like, send you a text, like, you need to feed him better?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Give me an example.
He goes back and reports. You're like, oh, so what you have for dinner? Oh, we have pizza. I had chicken tenders on one day and then pizza the next day. And then the next day we had, you know, Daddy cooked this and whatnot.
So
you got to do better than that. That's true. I need those reminders myself.
And do you ever, like, say, hey, our secret or no?
No.
You don't do that?
No, we don't have secrets.
Okay.
We don't keep secrets, especially from his mom or anything. I don't want that to ever be a thing.
Well, I got to thinking that potatoes are vegetables. So in some ways, I think French fries are technically giving your kids vegetables.
Depends how they're cooked, right?
They can be baked. Well,
they can be boiled and mashed rather than fried.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, French fries technically are vegetables. So I think it's okay.
I think you should start introducing, like, asparagus or something like that
she would laugh in my face. Like, I'm not eating that.
Does she eat dessert?
Yes.
Or maybe you should use the, hey, until you won't have your dessert until you finish, or at least eat half of this and then start.
That's a good point. It's just weird for me because, you know, I'm not with her so much that I don't want to.
You don't want to be the bad guy.
Yeah, I don't want to be the bad guy either. I want her to have a good time and enjoy her time, but I probably could feed her a little bit better,
I think.
It's
for her own good, though. That's the way I have to look at it myself, too. I have to tell myself that, too.
Well, I did give her vegetables, French fries. But I was surprised to learn this, that broccoli is your favorite vegetable.
I like broccoli.
Do you?
I like it with cheese.
Oh, yeah. You throw a little cheese on it, it's pretty good. I'm okay with broccoli. I don't love it. I mean, it's fine, but broccoli is your favorite vegetable. Number one vegetable in America is broccoli. 30 states said that it's their favorite. 30. But corn is actually making a comeback as well.
Love corn, too.
Corn is the top vegetable in 11 states in America. Carrots are third.
I'm okay with carrots.
With 10. You like carrots like just straight up or cooked or what?
Cooked.
Cooked carrots.
I don't like them straight up.
No?
No, I don't like the crunchiness. I like them nice and soft.
I used to go to the Japanese cook in front of you place where they would make the vegetable or the carrots.
Hibachi grill.
Yeah, with the carrots. Like, they made them sweet. They were pretty damn good. Oh, yeah. So carrots are number three. Broccoli
anything with that white sauce is good, though.
You know what I like? The corn, when you go to these Mexican places and they do the corn with, like, the cheese on it. Oof, that's pretty good. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I forgot the name of it.
What?
Yeah, there's a name of it for it.
So. Sometimes they call it street corn.
Yeah.
But I like that a lot. The runner-ups were corn, carrots, potatoes, and asparagus. Do you like asparagus? Are you an asparagus guy or no?
I'm okay with asparagus.
It's just like it makes your pee smell so bad that it's weird. I almost feel like it must be bad for you if it can immediately make your pee smell horrible.
Elote, by the way. That's the name of Mexican street corn in Spanish. Gotcha. Elote.
68% of you parents say that your kids actually enjoy vegetables. So that's good. I got to be better. I'm not going to. Maybe I'll do like grilled chicken instead of chicken tenders, you know, because it's fried and the fries are fried.
Yeah, fruit at home for her?
Yeah. She likes fruit. She's into fruit. So that's
some
good.
Carrots in there. There's carrots with the fruit and stuff. Just make it cool.
Yeah. That way she won't eat anything. Another Leah's here. And the other day, too, I went and picked her up and was going to take her to dinner. And she said, no, I just ate. But she was not being truthful. She hadn't just eaten. Then by the time I took her home, she was like screaming of hunger.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got yelled at for that. You know what I mean? Because I was like, she told me she already ate. And then I got in big trouble. It's not fun. 321-339-1055. Gabe is here, Navarre, Florida. Happy Monday, crew. Y'all are making me hungry talking about food. Have a good week. Me too. Lee checks in. Corn doesn't do anything for your body, which I'm sure you know.
Just tastes good.
The holding tank on these boats you're allowed to dump when you are, I believe, 3 miles out. Really? So they can just like dump the poop from the bathroom into the ocean. Is that right? Sean checks in. Hello, Sean. My son keeps Tyson Nuggets and Ore-Ida tater tots in business. Good. Me, you, and Sean are all in the same boat here. Nancy checks in. Justin, try some green beans, corn, sweet potato fries, carrots, and dip broccoli.
Those. Sweet potato fries. Now, that's a great idea.
Yep.
Great
but they're idea. Still fried.
Yeah, but they're healthier.
Chad is here. Good morning, Justin, little Sean. The movie Grown Ups did a scene with the blue dye in the pool with Shaq and others. Funny scene. Great show as always, guys. Thank you. Ryan checks in. I've got a toilet on my boat, but I'm still peeing off the back. Jeremy's here. The world's biggest swim-up bar in Put-in Bay, Ohio, has a men's room with 100 urinals. Really? I've never seen another dude in there. It's like a ghost town. No kidding. My mother checks in. Hello, Mom. I lost her. Sorry. Beth is here. Hello, Beth. Don't tell M this, but you were feeding 3 kids. My son is only 4 years younger, and I know what they eat. Really? All right, let's take a break. When we get back, little Sean will get us off his lawn and much more to get to. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
I'm so happy to live in Florida. I really am. Imagine what this state would be like, though, had Andrew Gillum.
Oh,
beaten DeSantis.
Meth heads.
I mean, the last few years would have been completely and totally different. I think DeSantis only won by 30,000 votes, maybe 34,000 votes. So that's very, very close in a state with more than 20 million people.
And very scary.
It really is.
So scary that the people, I mean, that he almost lost to somebody like that, and the people didn't know exactly what this guy was all about until it all came out in the news.
And a lot of people People are continuing to move here. Businesses continuing to move to Florida. In fact, there's a billionaire named Ken Griffin. He owns this big company called Citadel Securities, and he just announced they're moving from Chicago to Miami. Wow.
Big time.
A lot of people. They said workers and business owners do not have to worry about lockdowns, restrictions, mandates. Taxes are low. Infrastructure is improving. A law and order state. Really? Violent crime is not skyrocketing here like it is in Chicago because of these pro-leftist ideologies that they have in places like Chicago and San Francisco. And that's it's just not tolerated in Florida. We are not tolerating that sort of thing. We believe in law and order and no taxes. And I realize it's kind of hot right now this time of year, but talk to me in the winter. Like the heat can get a little bit overwhelming, you know, like late July, early August. But my goodness,
there's a lot coming to Orlando. A lot, you know, especially, and I told you about this is a big project coming to downtown. I can't say because I signed on the NBA, but big huge project coming to downtown Orlando from the Amway all the way to the Camping World.
I think there was an article in the newspaper about it today.
Oh, was it?
So, yeah, I think so. I won't talk about it either, but a lot of stuff happening in Florida. I'm glad to live here. We do not want to get Florida off of our lawn, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure. But I'll tell you who we are going to get off the lawn.
Get off my lawn. Did you hear me? I said get off my lawn now.
Get off my lawn with Lil Sean.
Get off my lawn.
Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn!
On Florida Man Radio.
This lady wished, she came home a little sooner to get this company off her lawn before they did what they did, because now she is living without a roof on their home.
What?
That's right. In Idaho, a local family has been living without a roof for 20 days now. Okay, 20 days. It was removed by a contractor that they never hired. All right. So they went over the house. They removed the roof. The contractor just left a note after they found out that there was the wrong house. I'm sorry, we got misinformation. But it's been 20 days and nobody's answering to this yet. The house is covered with a tarp. No explanation except the letter left by the contractor, which says there have been some miscommunication and that they were sent to the wrong address. She understands the people mess up, but now no one's taking blame, you know, for the issue that they caused. Hear what she had to say a little bit about it, so.
Well, to find that people were removing the roof of our house. It was a mistake. It should have been fixed, but no one will do it.
I got a quick fix for this.
What's that?
TikTok fixes everything, man.
What do you mean?
If she puts, you know, this story up on TikTok, I'm telling you, hella donors. I mean, there's going to be a roofing company. If I owned the roofing company and I had this type of, a story out there, I'll try to be like, all right, let's help this lady out, because now I'll become the good guy. So now other people are going to start using my roofing company because of that.
I got to get on this TikTok, I think. It seems like a powerful tool anymore.
Bro, it does.
I just don't want to. I really don't want to, but everyone just raves about this TikTok.
We'll have a meeting. We'll get everything on TikTok, and we'll just start some videos.
How many hours a day are you on TikTok, would you say?
Not hours.
Is that where you get...
Well, all together?
Yeah.
Maybe like an hour a day.
An hour a day?
Yeah.
Do you spend more time on TikTok or any other social media platform?
Because I like that it's different. Every time you swipe up, it's something different. It's a video about, it could be like a soldier coming home to see his daughter he hasn't seen in 6 years. And then the next video is like some guy's car booming system. Next video is some guy cliff diving. I like it better than, you know, Facebook is just like, hey, look at my kid. He's going to school. Hey, look at this. I got a new car. You know, which is okay. But I like the social media outlook of TikTok a lot better than Instagram or any other.
But you spend more time on TikTok than any other social media platform. Is that safe to say?
Yeah.
And it's not even close.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'll try it. I do have an account. I don't even know how to log in or anything.
I got you.
Yeah? All right. We'll figure it out.
We'll recover the account.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Excellent work today, as always. And look, Florida is great. Like I said, we do still have some crime, of course, but it's not as bad as some of these other cities, especially like Chicago's and San Francisco's and things.
For sure.
But a man in Florida actually got kidnapped the other day. This was late last week. He got kidnapped by these people, but he was smart. And these people were so lazy, the kidnappers, they made him drive. So what he did, he intentionally was like speeding and driving like a maniac when he saw a cop on the interstate, which is pretty damn smart if you think about it.
Hell yeah.
So he wanted the cops to pull him over. Because he was kidnapped by three different people. Three people kidnapped him. They had guns. They were holding a gun to his head, making him drive. But as he's driving down the interstate, he sees a cop. So he starts speeding like crazy and driving erratically. Mm-hmm. And it worked. The cops pulled him over. They were parked on the side of the highway. And they saw this car speeding and driving erratically, swerving across multiple lanes. They pulled the driver over, asked all four men to step outside of the vehicle. They later told the men they were free to go. And the three kidnappers walked back and got into the car, but they noticed the driver was sort of hesitating on the side of the road. Like he didn't want to get back in the car. And they looked closer and noticed that the driver was making a hand gesture behind his back, simulating the firing of a gun. So they called him back to the cop car, and they pretended like they were writing him a ticket because, you know, to try to say, what's up? Like, what's yeah. really going on? And that's when he told the cops that the guys kidnapped him and were they had guns and everything. So the cops then go up and search the car. They found the guns, arrested the three passengers, the kidnappers, and it turns out they had broken into the guy's home, stole his cash, demanded that he drive them 2 hours to Miami where they could go get more money out of this other house that he had.
Wow.
It's pretty smart. I mean,
oh, hell yeah.
Drive like a maniac so you get pulled over.
For dumbass kidnappers. Oh, go ahead, you drive.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Like, those guys are idiots.
Yeah, I know.
If I'm the kidnapper, sure. the guy does this, and I'm going to shoot him in the leg.
Like, last time you kidnapped someone, you drove.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you have to.
But if I have them driving and they're doing that, I'm going to shoot you in the leg that's not pushing the gas. So yes. you can know for sure. You know, because if I'm going to go to jail for kidnapping, I'm going to go to jail for shooting you in the leg.
Probably. Yeah. I don't blame you at all.
You don't think twice about doing that.
I mean, I guess if it's just one kidnapper, you might have them drive and you hold a gun to their head. But if it's three, you know, you can make sure you keep an eye on the person and one of your Listen, buddies drives.
If the kidnapper have me drive, I'm driving that car straight into a pole.
Yeah, I think so. You're right. That's dumb kidnappers right there. Literally, that's kidnapping 101. They should have known that.
And on his side, too. Like, side strike, pow, right on his side, like T-bone the pole.
A lot of people get kidnapped in Mexico. You don't really think about getting kidnapped in Florida normally, though, right?
Right.
But Mexico...
But it happens a lot.
Does it?
A lot, yes. Human trafficking is crazy here in Florida, bro. Especially Orlando is nuts.
Is this like all sex trafficking or other stuff?
Oh, no. Listen, I just seen another TikTok video the other day. I don't know if it was in Florida, but the kid was just playing outside. This car was just creeping along, and you got to be careful what you kiss outside. Make sure you have somebody watching because you never know. Car was creeping along, opened the window, took the little girl.
Really?
Yeah, but they found her safe at a. They dropped her off at a cop station.
So. I mean, I hear about this sex trafficking all the time, but I've never. I mean, it really is true. It happens a lot.
Oh hell yeah, it does.
And how do they keep them hostage or whatever? How does it work? I don't know anything
they
about this.
They keep them drugged up.
Really?
They keep them drugged up, and they keep they'll take them from here. They'll take them to another state, another city.
And they're just gone forever.
And you have a cell. These people work in groups, man.
Really?
Oh yeah, I would love to help these people. Like not those people, the people that catch these people.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love it.
And what do they like prostitute them out, right? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't know the whole ends of it, but I just know it's big. It's a big business. It's sad.
Hey, like what age do they kidnap these girls?
Doesn't matter.
Like young?
Whenever they can find, some you gotta watch out because at the malls, at Targets, and all these places, you'll see these cars like waiting in the back.
Real.
And like you said, like we were talking about the other day, download the app where you can scan your vehicle. It lets you know if there's an AirTag or anything like that. That's foreign. That's not yours, because then you know you're being chased. You know you're being tracked.
I didn't know this was like a legit thing. I didn't know it really, really happened. I've heard about it, but I didn't really know it was actually going on.
And I think sometimes they wear like lime green or something like that to tell people that's where they are.
Like really?
Lime green, yeah. And they all, a lot of them travel like in white vehicles, you know, with like tep tags and all that. So just look out for those people.
All right.
It's scary, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, Sean, great job today. More about you where, sir?
Facebook at Sean Power. Instagram, TikTok, Omar_Lil Sean.
I'm at ATTY Justin Clark on Instagram. Follow me over there, please. Thank you for joining me today. Tell your friends, download the Florida Man Radio app. They will be forever grateful. I assure you of that. One more favor. Could you stick around? Because Bill O'Reilly coming up next, followed by Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins throughout the Emerald Coast. Dan Bongino down in Central Florida. Shando takes over after the boys. He's the anchor tenant around here. Eric Stacy will join him as always. Jesse Kelly rounds out the evening tonight. The party starts again tomorrow morning with the big man himself, Bubba the Love Sponge. Well, Sean, I don't know much, but I do know one little teeny tiny thing.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you right back here again tomorrow morning on the Florida Man Radio Network.